This is Metalix with your host, Belo.
Tonight, a special guest. I got a quick call on him special guest because everyone's a special guest. But let me tell you why Wyatt from Helleborus is special tonight, because this is actually the second time Wyatt will have been on Metalix in like the same 3 month period. I don't think that's ever happened before. Wyatt from Helleborus joining us via Skype.
Well, it's a pleasure to be the first.
Well, that way, yeah, it's like
maybe I'll start a trend.
Dude, there are so many trends around Metalix. Like, it is the show that all of the very coolest people listen to, you know. And Helleborus is a band that the cool people should be listening to if they're not right now. I mean, what makes Helleborus cool, Wyatt?
Well, I say we have a pretty unique sound. We explore traditional heavy metal elements with psychedelia, and it's like all rooted in kick-ass ambient black metal.
Well, it works for me, man. And the last time that you came in was before you had played. Before I saw you play at the Bluebird. Let me tell you, dude, that was like that was an awesome experience. You came into Metalix and you're a very humble person. You're really, actually, if someone just walked up to you, they would probably, you know, think like, hey, you know, this is just like a really nice dude. Other than, like, I'd say you wear the sideburns, but otherwise I think you sport the mohawk, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, like, other than that, like, I don't think anyone, just by talking to you, would think, hey, you know, this guy might be the singer of this, like, really awesome black metal band. But when you take the stage, man, you are like, you just take right over, man. It's like it's like something else like comes out. It wasn't the same Wyatt that was in my house, or excuse me, in the Metalix studio here, chilling with me, man. Do you feel like a different person on stage?
Yeah, I would definitely say that something like that. I would maybe express it as maybe a form of possession.
Like demonic possession?
I don't know if we'd really call it demonic possession, but possession would be a good word for it, yeah.
Well, in any case, so Wyatt is the vocalist for Helleborus, but who else is in the band with you, for anyone who didn't hear the previous podcast?
Well, Helleborus is solely made up by my brother and I, Jared, and he writes all the music and he plays guitar. We have Ian Horniman. We've been playing music with him for many years, even in other projects like Execration. And then we have Brent Boutte. He's our drummer, and he also helps me manage a lot of the aspects of the band. And unfortunately, I fired my bass player not too long ago.
Oh, that's rough.
That's why we didn't have a bass player at the Bluebird show.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, obviously, I was really down with that set at the Bluebird, even like in the absence of the bass player, which should not be like a negative thing on the bass player. It should be a positive reflection on the rest of the band and your creative vision. But I'm sorry that you had to do that. Are you auditioning new bass players?
Well, for the tour coming up, we have somebody filling in. It's actually Daniel, who is the bass player for Bellhor. He's going to be filling in for the September leg. And then a good friend of ours who we've done lots of music with, like with Execration, Sean Shannon. He also makes custom basses. His company is called SVS Designs. He's going to be filling in for our October leg. but we will be searching a full-time bass player in the future.
All right, so if you play bass, you're into black metal or... Wow, honestly, I think Wyatt listens to a lot of different music. I mean, would you take someone in your band to play bass who has not really listened to black metal ever before? And let's say this, let's say that they don't like black metal. Would you let someone in the band who just wanted to play but didn't like black metal?
I don't know if that would be very wise. I think maybe it would, the heart and soul would not be in the player from what I would imagine. I don't know.
All right. So what about someone who likes metal but just doesn't like black metal?
It really comes down to the person. If they could play well and we get along with them, then possibilities are infinite.
Right. I mean, it's the music business. Like, you kind of take what you can get when you can get it, when you're desperate, as far as like needing someone to be in a band. But Helleborus is certainly not in that position. I think it would be unlikely that Helleborus would end up in that position because, well, you guys are really starting to catch on. Do you hear an international response to the Carnal Sabbath?
Do I hear an international call?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you know, I've been watching the Helleborus Facebook. You guys, you really post a lot. I mean, obviously, you are good marketers and stewards of your band's fanship in social media, as well as being compelling musicians to listen to and watch. Have you noticed reaction from people outside of the U.S.?
Yeah. We actually have been getting a lot of people just personally messaging us and reaching out and showing their appreciation for our craft. So, yeah.
Your craft.
I guess there's a lot of people in Australia that are pretty big followers.
Australia is awesome, man. I want to go there. Have you ever been there?
No, but I hope to soon.
With a Helleborus tour?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I think
I'd
that
probably
would be
like
badass.
To hit Australia and New Zealand, since we'll be out there. It would be wise to do both, I'd imagine.
Well, Helleborus is a very wise band, and we have some very wise tracks from the new album, The Carnal Sabbath, coming up here. You can hear it if you're listening to the show live right now, Monday night, 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern Time. And you can even hear the music on the Adobe Radio replay, which happens 3 nights a week. But you won't be able to hear the music on the podcast, so sorry in advance. But let's check out Helleborus Black right now for your second time on Metalix. Wyatt from Helleborus. Helleborus on Metalix. I have no idea what that strange noise just was. And if it was on my end, then I apologize. My name is B-Lo. Metalix on every Monday night, 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern Time. I have Wyatt from the band Helleborus in on Skype with me. Whoa, I almost said on studio. That's really bad robotic speaking for me here on Metalix, which I'm prone to do from time to time. But Wyatt is in Monument right now. Is that correct?
Nope. Manitou no. Springs.
Manitou Springs. Oh, yeah. I said Monument, didn't I? That was terrible. How did I do that? I don't mean to insult Manitou Springs. My apologies.
It's all right.
Wyatt, you are like the metal ambassador for Manitou Springs. Wouldn't you say you would recommend that metalheads visit there, would you not?
Yes, I would. Yeah, it's a very nice place.
But it's also a nice place for metalheads. Would you say?
Well, I mean, if you enjoy the outdoors and, You like to eat out and hit up some cool bars. It's definitely a place to go.
What are the good restaurants in Manitou Springs? From you, Wyatt of Helleborus. Your official endorsement now.
I like the Swirl. I like the Keg, the Royal.
I've not heard of these places. None of them are Red Lobster. Do they have Red Lobster in Manitou Springs?
No.
Do they have Chili's in Manitou Springs?
No.
How about Old Chicago?
Nope.
What, man.
There's no commercial places in Manitou Springs.
What?
Nope.
Come on,
the closest
man.
That we have to commercial is Creekside, which is owned by Oriello Brothers.
Who are they?
It's a pizza place it's in Colorado.
Oh. Well, it sounds like Manitou Springs is actually quite hip then.
Yeah.
But are there a lot of young people who live in Manitou Springs?
Oh, yeah, lots of young people. Lots and lots of young people. In fact, I invite everybody in the local area to come hang out with us and kind of pregame in a Bacchus-like revelry in Manitou Springs around 1 o'clock before our show, our tour kickoff that's happening at the Black Sheep. So if you want to come hang out and drink some beers with us, get some merch early, or even get a pre-sale ticket from us, you can come to Manitou Springs around 1 o'clock and then meet us at the Black Sheep around 7 when the doors open.
Damn, that's quite the invitation. But, you know, we go out. Idobe Howell reaches a lot more than just the Colorado area. We are talking to people all over the world right now, in Canada and Mexico and Canada again.
Well, we will be in Canada. We will be our first stop in Canada is going to be in Calgary. We're playing Distortion Live Music with Uwada and Numerian, I believe they're called. But yeah, we're playing Calgary, then we're playing Edmonton. We're playing a big festival out there called the Black Morning Light Fest, and then it's Vancouver after that.
Dude, that sounds awesome, man. That's like Western Canada there. You might be able to indulge in some, you know, herbal substances outside of the Colorado area.
Yep. It's a possibility.
You know, if it were to happen. But let me ask you, I mean, has Helleborus ever toured in Canada before?
No, this will be our first tour, period, with Helleborus.
Does that make it the first international tour as well? I suppose it does.
Yep.
That's awesome. You guys hope to tour overseas? I mean, like, in Wyatt's vision of Helleborus' future, where are you guys in 5 years from now?
Well played throughout Europe. Maybe play Egypt.
Oh, man.
South America.
I wonder how many metal Asia? Shows there ever are in Egypt.
It's been happening quite a bit lately. Alkaloid was there. Obscura was there, Dark Fortress. I think Triptychon was there not too long ago. And I think Amon Amarth has played there a few times. Actually, I think the first ever Amon Amarth show was in Egypt, I believe.
That's actually a really interesting concept in how metal could be really popular in a lot of areas of the country that have typically been more Muslim, but I suppose it could be just as receptive in areas of the country that are also very Christian. Helleborus from Manitou Springs, which is near Colorado Springs, but not nearly the same attitude.
No, Manitou is definitely in its own little niche that's completely different from Colorado Springs. Even West Colorado Springs is pretty different from the main areas of Colorado Springs. It's nothing like the north or the west or the east side at all.
What do you think makes Helleborus fans different from, I don't know, say your average Colorado Springs person?
What makes our fans different from?
Correct. Yes.
Well, there is a big crust and grind scene, so I don't know. I would say that, a typical metal person within the Springs area is genuinely like a more of a crust or grind fan. And so I don't think we have a type. I wouldn't really point somebody out in a crowd and say that's a Helleborus fan, unless, you know, they're wearing a shirt. But
unless they're wearing the Helleborus shirt, in which case you just know.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Well, we're giving away a Helleborus shirt tonight, as well as a pair of tickets and the CD, right?
Yes, sir.
The Carnal Sabbath.
Yep.
And you can get all of this when you go to the tour kickoff show here at in Colorado Springs. I'm not in Colorado Springs. I'm kind of closer, much closer to Denver. But the tour kickoff is next Sunday night at the Black Sheep in Colorado Springs. And I don't believe that that's the first time you've ever played the Black Sheep.
No, this will be our third or fourth, I believe.
Hell yeah. The Black Sheep people are high quality people who run that place. Mr. Jeremy, I've seen that guy working there for like almost an entire decade, but I love shows at the Black Sheep. It's just it's a much chiller place to see a show.
Our first time we played there was with Cannibal Corpse and Cattle Decapitation and Surruption.
When was that?
Last year sometime.
Yeah. That new Cattle Decap is an excellent CD.
Yeah, it is.
Well, let's hear some more excellent music then, shall we? I have Helleborus lined up for us. What is this one? Poison of Sleep?
All right.
Tell me. Oh, no, wait. No. We'll get to the Poison of Sleep later. We will get to the Poison of Sleep later. How about Colored Spores of Yugoth next?
All right. Sounds good.
I don't think you object to any Helleborus being played tonight, Wyatt from the band Helleborus.
No.
I played the little liner there like I was going to play another song, but, I'm trying to keep you on your toes here on Metalik's Idobe Howell. Every Monday night, 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern Time, replay it on Idobe Radio and the podcast available eventually at idobe.com. I say eventually because it usually takes me, I don't know, about a week and a half or so to post it. But, you know, we're talking about metalhead timescales here. Wyatt from the band Helleborus. You know that we metalheads work on metal time.
Yep.
So it happens when Satan wills it to happen.
Yeah.
Now, Wyatt from Helleborus, Monument, Colorado.
Manitou, Colorado.
God, I just said Monument again, didn't I?
You did.
Man, I'm so sorry, people from Manitou Springs. Manitou Springs sounds like it's much cooler than Monument. I don't remember the last time I was in Manitou, though.
It's a lot better than Monument.
Yeah, Monument...
The weather that goes through Monument is horrible.
Really?
Yeah. Anything that happens as far as weather goes in Denver or Colorado Springs, Monument gets it like twice as hard.
Because it's like perfectly in the middle as you drive down I-25?
They get hit harder.
I feel so Denverish saying I-25 on the radio. My friend Susan Phelan is a traffic reporter. She would really appreciate that, I'm sure. That was back in my old days. Now we're back, or now we're in the new days of internet radio. How many other internet radio shows have you been interviewed on, Wyatt from Helleborus?
Oh, it's been a few. I don't really remember what the channels were called, though. There was one over in the UK that I was on, and let's see. There was a few.
Well, this is the one which has backed Helleborus really from the beginning. I remember seeing you guys on Facebook from before you had a publicist who was also reaching out to me. The publicists are cool. They're doing their part. They're working hard for you guys. But on Metalix, we really take bands on their merit, on like how good their music is, and Helleborus still well exceeds that. But what are some of the other bands in Colorado and the Denver or Colorado Springs areas that you really love playing with?
Bellhor, they're pretty badass. I haven't played with them yet, but I hope to soon. I really like the guys in Spectral Voice, Blood Incantation, Wayfarer, Dreadnought. Those bands are really good.
I love Dreadnought.
Mm-hmm.
We had Nash on Metalix last year, right about this time last year. They played one of the free shows at Black Sky Brewing. You know, they do free shows on Sunday. Like, there's no cover. You just come in and enjoy the music, chill with some other metalheads and whatnot. I had Nash on the show, and that has Lauren from Dreadnought. And they were actually a lot of fun to talk to. So Black Sky Brewing, if you are someone who is coming to Denver maybe to just hang out, or maybe you're talking to someone you know, hanging out as a metalhead, you would want to go to Black Sky Brewing or like a number of other places. There's True Brewing as well. I'm happy to give them the shout out. But Black Sky has our banner up there, so they get a little extra special consideration. Harry and Lila, they get that from Metalix. But they also made a Helleborus beer, and it was delicious, Wyatt.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I handpicked the blue spruce that went into that Saison.
Yeah, so it was a Saison with blue spruce. Did you get it? Did you get the spruce from Manitou Springs?
It was a little bit further west of Manitou Springs. It was at the Red Rock Group up near Woodland Park.
Okay.
More in the forest.
All right, all right.
I just want to pick any blue spruce tips in the city area where all the car exhaust goes up all over the trees. And, you know, I didn't want to infuse car exhaust that's been, you know, sitting on the tree for years. I didn't want to infuse that in the beer.
Yeah, that sounds kind of gross. But I'm also impressed that you would be that in tune with the trees to recognize the effect the car exhaust would have from nearby city areas.
Yeah.
You sound like quite the environmentalist there, Wyatt.
I wouldn't say I'm an environmentalist, but I mean, yeah, I like trees.
You like nature?
Yes, sir.
Well, Helleborus on tour throughout September and October all over the U.S., but also want to give an extra shout-out to our fans there in Chicago and in Des Moines. Those are some excellent fans we hope to reach right there in the middle of the country with this Helleborus podcast. And with the Adobe Howell replay, or excuse me, with the Adobe replay and on here live on Adobe Howl. We are like 3 or 4 minutes over. Sorry about that, Wyatt. I didn't mean to exceed the show's limitations.
Well, being a guest on here, you know, I don't mind chatting a little bit longer.
Well, very well. Wyatt from Helleborus, check them out this Sunday night at the Black Sheep in Colorado Springs. Email me for free tickets. There's also some other cool shit, shirt and a CD as well. If you come out to that show Sunday night, what is that, the 4th? The 3rd?
Yep.
The 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, the 4th at the Black Sheep in Colorado Springs. You can see Helleborus. Send them on their way to tour, because next thing they'll be in Hattiesburg.
So, yep.
Fun times for Helleborus and on Metalix. Adobe Howell. Wyatt, thank you for your time.
You too, man. Enjoy your evening.
Belo with you every Monday night, 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern time. It is Metalix, the loudest show on the planet.
This has been Metalix.